Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good morning. It's Friday, September the 4th. Praise the Lord. We made it through another week of a new month. It is September. My God. All right, as I get into this word for Friday, by grace alone, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, God, I want you to spread your Holy Spirit upon every family member, those children that are going back to school, those that are getting virtual learning online. Pray and keep them safe from COVID. Lord Jesus, I only ask you to pray for those that are still shut in and those that are going through some trials and tribulation as we go through this COVID situation. Amen. We pray that let your Holy Spirit encamp around their hearts and stay and keep them steady and keep them firm in your word. Lord, I pray for all families. I pray for the people that have gone through floods. I pray for those that are still out there in the streets living. God, Lord, protect them and keep them. I pray for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I'm going to try to get through this briefly by grace alone. Okay. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Amen. Amen. Three things clear from the Bible passage above. First, people who have been saved through faith are God's workmanship. Like a potter or tool maker, God crafts his people in Christ Jesus for good works. People who profess faith in Christ should be rich in actions and deeds that express their faith. Second, it is through faith that people are saved. Faith is the means or the avenue by which they access the benefits of God's forgiveness, acceptance, and empowerment. This is explained further on in the topic. Third, and for this word, it is by grace that people have been saved. Faith is the means, but at a more basic level, grace is the cause. Hallelujah. In the scripture passages above that I read, this grace is explained as not your own doing. It is also called the gift of God, not a result of works. This presents a logical challenge. How can we be created for good works and called on to exercise faith, yet at the same time be told that being saved is not your own doing? Does being saved mean believing and doing good works, or does it? The answer to that question is, for God gives no man his grace, that he should let it lie still and do no good as a result, but that he should increase it and multiply it and show it to others and openly declare it, so that outward works provoke and draw others to God. As Christ says, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:16. Otherwise, it would be like treasure buried in the ground and concealed wisdom in which there is no profit. Amen. Paul wrote, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I work harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. 1 Corinthians 15:10. As a result of the grace Paul received, he worked harder than other apostles. True, he gives full credit to the grace of God that is with us. But that did not rule out. It rather supported, and we may even say caused, the outpouring of the effort he describes. Paul uses the Greek word translated grace, charis, 100 times in the New Testament writing. It has been pointed out that in his 30 years or so of ministry, he is known to have covered some 15,000 miles either on foot or on cramped and dangerous wooden boats. He endured all this to spread the message of God's grace in Christ. This doesn't sound like someone who believes that grace means God does everything and people do nothing. Mm-mm. Many other passages link grace with good works in that order. There is another example. God is able to make all grace abound to you so that having all sufficiency in all things and at all times, you may be abound in every good work. Grace does not imperil or minimize the importance of good works, but is rather the source and origin of the good works that believers in Christ perform. Amen. By grace, I understand the favor of God and also the gifts and working of his Spirit in us. We all know what a favor is. We ask someone, would you do me a favor? Perhaps we're flying somewhere with a friend, but our seat assignments are separate. We might ask another passenger to trade seats so we can sit together. If the other passenger says yes, it would not be because of payment or because we have the authority to order the move. It would be by that other passenger's kindness. And that's a picture of grace. I'm Evangelist Faye, and that is my word for Friday. God bless you. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful Labor Day, if those that celebrate it, because I don't celebrate holidays. And I hope that your gatherings be safe. And please remember, wear your mask, sanitize your house and your countertops, and wash your hands, and social distancing. Amen. Be safe if you're going to entertain company the weekend. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I'll see you Monday with another word of encouragement. And God bless you. Amen. Amen. I love you, Lord. Let your spirit Be free. God's grace is upon us. God give you grace each day. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see you Monday with another word. Amen. Amen.